It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you, listening friends. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring the teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the specialists that you will meet at Balanced Health and Healing Center in San Antonio, Texas. Kay has her master's degree in science and nutrition. Kay, welcome back.
Thanks, Scott. Good to be here.
Yeah. All right, Kay. We were discussing in the last podcast supplementation, and you made the case that we all need supplementation in our diets today. The fact that the food that we eat is coming from soil that is depleted, does not have the nutrients any longer that we require for our bodies to live in a healthy way. In your book, you talk about the fact that there is a basic level of supplementation that applies to everyone. And I was really surprised to read this because Kay Spears is very famous for saying that there is no one size fits all.
Right.
And I'm sure in many cases you would still argue for that, but you did state that there is a basic level of supplementation.
Right, right. Absolutely. And it is not about a one size fits all. Everyone's different. And so most of the people that come in and see me need therapeutic dosages of certain nutrients. But for somebody out there who's looking for, okay, I'm trying to eat a variety in my diet. I want to be healthy. I want to make sure that I'm getting the nutrients I need. I think that the basics would be fish oils, like you mentioned, which is EPA, DHA, and fish oil is important for a lot of different things. Number one, it helps with inflammation. It's an essential fatty acid that the body cannot make on its own, and so we have to take it in order to get the fish oils we need. Unfortunately, you know, there's so much mercury now in our fish supply, and so we're not going to get those essential fatty acids that we need from fish because it's contaminated. So taking a good quality fish oil is important. And the next thing would be a plant-based multivitamin. We talked about in the first show that a synthetic vitamin like Centrum is not going to be absorbed because they use glues and binders and they're using these synthetic sources of nutrients. And so our body doesn't utilize that. And so what I mean by a plant-based multivitamin is, for instance, we carry one that is held together by a vegetable fiber. It's all plants. So it's like getting fruits and vegetables, but it's in a supplement. And so that helps bridge the gap of what we're not getting of a variety on our plate. So a good plant-based multivitamin. Vitamin D is so huge right now. Everybody should be getting tested for that. Vitamin D if you're not getting the adequate vitamin D, can cause cancer and all kinds of things, the immune system, energy. So vitamin D is important. And I usually dose that according to somebody's labs, and it needs to be vitamin D3. A lot of things out on the market are D2, and even prescriptions for vitamin D from doctors is the D2, and that's the wrong form. We don't really absorb that. And then the next one would be a probiotic. So we have more predominant bacteria in our colon than there are stars in the galaxy. And what that means is all those little bacteria need to be balanced. And because due to stressors and food and our environment and all kinds of things, those guys get knocked off. And that's our defense system. 80% of our defense is in the gut. So I think a good quality daily probiotic that has different strains, human strains of probiotic, is important to keep your gut healthy and to keep your immune system up. And then fiber. Since no one's eating fruits and vegetables, we're not getting enough fiber in our diet. So we need a good soluble and insoluble fiber that's of good quality, that's not full of sugar, that's going to actually help bulk up our stools and help us to stay regular and decrease our chances of colon cancer.
Well, Kay, you've just made a case for the fact we need all of these in the form of supplements in our diet. And the next question is, how does anyone know what to choose with regard to fish oils, multivitamins, vitamin D. Now, I know that you have some products that you sell out of your office, but you walk into many stores. I was just in a HEB the other day. They had a massive selection of vitamins. What are the things that the average consumer needs to be aware of as they go out and try to buy or purchase some of these supplements? Or should they be talking to you first?
Well, we talked about in the earlier show, too, about GMP, which is good manufacturing practices, and that is a label. Since there are no FDA regulations on supplements, it's at least a label that you can look for that's going to meet some of the guidelines for the FDA and is going to let you know that that product is pharmaceutical grade or high quality. And so that's the number one thing, looking for products that are GMP certified. We have an online store. I've never been about trying to say that people have to come to my store to get supplements. I've just researched the very best out there, and so I do provide those on my website. But Whole Foods, and if you go to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or Sprouts, then typically you can find some GMP good quality supplements. And then just not getting overwhelmed, sticking to the basics and not going out and just buying this because it has 20 or 30 different things in it. It's not about, you know, taking more. It's about taking the basic good quality stuff, because you take too many. A lot of times people come in with a trash bag full of supplements in my office and put it out on my desk, and it's just way too much stuff. The liver has to process all that. So it's not about more. Taking more means that you're going to be protected. It's just about taking the basics and making up the difference with or taking your food in and making up the difference with your supplements.
And you mentioned GMP. All of the vitamins that are manufactured with that certification of GMP, will they be marked actually on the container itself so that you
yes.
have that assurance?
It has, the GMP usually has a seal on it, like a stamp, and that means that it has gone through some different processes that other supplements don't have to go through, and that they are good quality supplements. So that is something to look for.
I was wondering if you could expound a little bit on fish oils, because I know this is something that's really emphasized as you go into drugstores. I talked to someone the other day who bought some fish oil at Costco, mm-hmm. which she ultimately had to take back to the store because they were bad. Apparently, she opened the jar and it smelled fishy.
Right. Well, that's a good point. You know, they need to nitrogen flush them so that they're not taking in a rancid oil. And if you open your bottle and it smells fishy, then it's probably bad. So again, going through GMP certifications, making sure that it's a Nordic Naturals is a good brand that you could buy over the counter. We use one by Metagenics or Biogenesis. So those are good quality fish oils that go through standards of making sure that, number one, there's no mercury in it. Number two, that they're nitrogen flushing it so it doesn't become rancid, and that they're actually emulsifying it so that it gets down into the intestine and you don't get that fishy repeat taste when you take the supplement, because those are usually broken down into the stomach. And so that's why that happens. So I am pretty particular about my fish oils, so I would look for Nordic Natural brands over the counter or go to my website. We have about 3 different fish oils that we have on the website.
Kay, as we approach the end of this podcast, one last question. I hear a lot of people say, I love the idea of supplementation. It makes sense to me that there are products out there that are better quality. The problem is, I can't afford them. It's just too expensive. I don't have room in my budget. How do you respond to someone who would tell you that?
Well, gosh, nowadays more than ever, with the cancer on the rise and so many diseases and illnesses, I'm kind of thinking we can't afford not to. I mean, we have to put a price on our quality of life and how we want to spend our lives. Do we want to be well or do we want to be sick? And, you know, it doesn't have to be super expensive if you stick to the basics and you really work on your diet and trying to get a good variety in your diet, then you can make it work. And I think that it's all about priorities and where people are spending their money.
Well, Kay, I know there's so much more we could talk about with regard to supplementation. And, of course, so much more information is in your book. And that's why listeners should really purchase a copy of your book to get a full education about supplementation. That is all the time that we have right now in this particular podcast. If you would like more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website, which is www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for yet another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.